This is the Blood Red podcast from the Liverpool Echo, giving you the inside track on all the big talking points from Anfield.
Southampton, but since then it's just
they have struggled a little bit, and you know, I think all the talk coming out of the training ground is the exploits of last season has maybe taken its toll. I can't sit here and argue against that. You know, I can see the point, but you know, I think when you are a successful team, you know, you've got to keep fighting anyway, and you're fighting every angle anyway. So it's always about the next year. I've spoken to you many times about being a massive optimistic Liverpool fan. I always think they'll win games. I always think they'll be the very best. And okay, they've struggled to a degree, but Klopp's not an exceptional manager. And there will be tough times. I mean, that goes without saying. But it's funny you talk about pathways, but with Liverpool, there's always something that will happen. You know, and look, I'd be amazed if, I know that there's talk of maybe not anyone coming in. We've heard all that before, so don't be surprised. I mean, I'm not like an insider giving out information, but I mean, I'd be amazed if something isn't happening behind the scenes. I mean, I also think some of the fact that Jürgen Klopp signed a new contract, and that this would be one of the prerequisites, if you like, of his contract. We're looking, you know, you can bring players in now, whether it's now or whether it's the end of the season. But I think maybe someone does need to come in, give the place a little bit of a lift, give it a little bit of a buzz. But we've got to remember where we were last year. You know, we're talking about, you know, we were arguing maybe, you know, 2-3 games away from being potentially the best, not best Liverpool side, but best club side we've ever seen for what they could have achieved. I know it's all ifs and buts and should have, would have type things, but they are having a tough time, and the expectancy levels have risen through the roof. But I'd be confident of Jürgen turning around. I think, I mean, in terms of where we are, in terms of the league and getting a top four, I think it will be difficult, to be fair. But, you know, you don't write Liverpool off. I mean, I think, you know, we've known that for years and years. We know how difficult it will be. You know, I've spoke before in the past about Liverpool needing to be that momentum-based team, and I think they thrive on playing game after game. I think the World Cup didn't help them. As much as all the team, or most of the team, were still here, you know, training and playing is totally different. When you look at the way they were the last couple of years, and you see how good they were playing game after game, although they were absolutely shattered then, but they proved that they can do it. And I think I'll stand by that. Liverpool need to play games. Mm. I mean, I don't think they're a team that sort of thrive on playing, you know, week here, week there. You know, I think it's Liverpool need game after game. And obviously, squad-wise, do we need players? Of course we do, because, you know, when you look at where we were last year and we were competing on four fronts, the squad was a little bit bigger. I'm not saying it's stronger, but it certainly was a little bit bigger. And I think that's what they need now. So I think they do need players to come in. I think that's a given. But look, if Jürgen wants to not bring players in, then, you know, I'm every confidence that he will eventually bring them in.
The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
And what I thought was interesting was earlier on the season, a few of them were saying, there's no hangover from last season. We're just, you know, we haven't got going yet for whatever reason. A few months down the line now, I've seen Thiago say recently, psychologically the team is struggling a little bit from that, and Klopp admitted it as much the other week. Seems to have changed kind of tact on that one.
Yeah.
You played in the, obviously, 2000-2001 season, where you, it's similar kind of fixture list, you know, going for absolutely everything, weren't you? The following season, do you remember it? You know, a bit of a hangover from that?
Well, I mean, the following season I left, so that's what I remember. It was, do I remember it in terms of the anger? I couldn't even tell you. I mean, as much as I don't know the results, I just know that I was probably a bit part player anyway, so. I mean, how I take from that is, you know, as a player, I mean, I want to play more games anyway. I think I looked at it, you know, the fact is that if you are successful, you play more games. So I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good thing. So I think we need to accept that and adapt that. If you want to be a successful team, then you know you're going to have to play more games than what the average team would play. So I'm all for them playing as many games as they can. I think probably what people don't really realise is the mental side of the sport. Now people talk to me and they mention about footballers now they can't play two games a week or three games a week. Towards the end of my career, I couldn't do it because my body just couldn't take it. So many injuries and operations that my body couldn't get used to. But fitness wise, I could, and I probably wasn't the fittest lad if you like. But I think what people don't get is the mental side of it. So I think players can play, three, four, five games a week. They will play that, absolutely no problem, because they're so finely tuned athletes now that they can play, and the bread, if you like, to play games. But the mental side of the sport is where it takes its toll, and players maybe do struggle with that. Players maybe do, it's maybe the day of social media where, players are answering sort of everything they can on social media, the PR teams, the clubs are, answering everything on PR. Whereas if you think years ago, there was no social media, so they didn't really sort of get the expectancy that they're getting now. And I think that's probably where they have struggled. So it's not the physical or the fitness side of it. I think it's just the mental tiredness of where we're at.
Yeah, you mentioned Evan when Klopp signed the new contract. It's the day after the Villarreal game, the first leg. So looking like they were going to be in the Champions League final, barring a disaster in Spain. Got the FA Cup finals to come. They were going great guns in the league, chasing down City. Everything was rosy, wasn't it? Do you think when he signed that contract, he thought it's going to be like this forever, or do you think he kind of seen what was coming over the hill with the age of some of the players?
I think he's probably well within his right. I think we can still progress and we can grow. So when you are building teams and when you're building strong teams, I think that the time then is to, certainly when you're top of the league, it's about strengthening the areas where you probably think, not even the areas where you think, it's just strengthening all aspects of a side. That's one of the things which probably annoys me now in terms of players, not players. The thing that annoys me now with football clubs is obviously you're looking at players coming in, and I don't necessarily think it should be a specific position. I think you should be bringing players in just to keep everyone on their toes and to keep everyone sort of looking. This is what we're about. If you're resting on your laurels, if you like, then someone's got to come in and do that job. And make it hard for you to get back in the team. I think all clubs who have aspirations should be doing that and should be looking at, it's like signing elite players. When you're certainly top of the game, I don't mean this in a disrespectful way. If you're not signing players, then you are potentially going backwards, because all the teams who are in and around you are signing players. So you're not really going to stay still. You sort of kind of drop down a peg or two because they're trying to maybe go up two steps. So I think it's imperative, and I think it's massively important that you do bring players in.
Yeah.
I've said before, I do think, I am, maybe I'm the detailed optimist, maybe when it comes to Liverpool, but I would be surprised.
Mm-hmm. I suppose the issue is so much uncertainty at the top of the club, isn't there, with the owners, where they're looking for external investments or maybe a full sale. And a top player now is 50 million minimum, isn't it? 50, 100 million, and yeah, how many of them?
I think from a fan point of view, yes, I think you can sort of query and question and sort of have your ideas of what could and should be done. I don't think the players sort of read into it. I can't sort of talk about everyone, and I can't speak about every player now, but your job is to go and do what you've got to do on the pitch. So the outside is, I think it's irrelevant as a player. Your job and your focus is on getting the best results for the club, and okay, there's a little bit of selfishness, but go play and perform for yourself, just go and stand out a little bit. So I think when we start looking for not reasons but excuses, I think then we can sort of fall away a little bit. But so regardless of who comes in, whether the club want to sell 20%, 40%, 50%, doesn't concern the players. You just go and play and perform to the way we've seen you. And and he can do that. Mm. You know, they're having a tough time, but we've been proven time and time with Liverpool that, you know, there's some very, very good players with that team.
Yeah.
Okay, they're having a bit of a tough time now, but there's always a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel with a Liverpool team.
Yeah. And I just finally had someone who is new is, it's called Igapo. Maybe playing a little bit out of position down the middle at the moment. Struggling to get going, perhaps. Have you assessed him in the early going?
Yeah, look, it's been tough for him. I think he's come in and I think obviously he's still finding his feet. In terms of playing out of the position, you know, I think he's played in a few positions already, but when you look at him, where he's played last year and certainly in the World Cup, he's played a number of positions anyway, so he's done remarkably well. The Premier League is a big thing, you know, the speed and the, you know, the pressure of playing in the Premier League is totally different than anywhere else. Add that to the pressure of playing for Liverpool is something as well, so not every player can, you know, adapt to play for Liverpool, because, you know, it sounds super, but again, we talk about the mental side of sport. You know, the mentality of a Liverpool player, it needs to be spot on. Now, for the life of me, I'm not questioning his mental side, and, you know, I would never do that. I'm just saying how difficult it is to play for Liverpool. But Liverpool are a team, and they've had the very best, you know, people working on bringing the players into the club. And, you know, they've obviously done so much due diligence on Gakpo coming in, so you don't write him off yet. You don't write any player off. You know, you give him a little bit of time, let him settle, let him adapt to, you know, coming to a new environment, a new league, a new country. You know, and I'm sure he'll be, you know, a player that we all want to see, you know, scoring goals. Yeah. And I'm a striker, you know, I think, you know, at one particular point something will bounce in, you know, and you know, maybe that goal off his backside, off his knee, and I know that's an incredible cliched answer, but sometimes you need that. You know, you need a little bit of luck, and you know, not just Gakpo, but I think, you know, the club as a whole can do with a little bit of luck. So yeah, it's not all on him, you know, there's other players as well, so he's maybe found it tough, but yeah, there's no doubt that the work behind the scenes will be continued.
You've been listening to the Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.